Hello and welcome to Call and Response, the listener call-in show that tackles the big questions of the day by asking the people who know best, the general public. Yes, we are the show that gives you a voice, your own. It's a delight to be here. I'm your host, Ralph Jones, and I'm excited to be joined in the Call and Response studio by none other than Tom Tuck.
Oh, God, yes, yes, hello, I forgot I was here.
Hello, Tom, you're looking very splendid.
Thank you, thank you. I feel terrible, so I thought you'd dress up.
Feel terrible, look splendid, that's your brand.
Yes, yes.
Indeed. I'm also joined by my faithful, fragrant colleague, Joel Austin, Parrot Gatehouse.
Oh, you've gone for full name, okay.
Yeah, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right, yeah.
Excellent. He'll be manning the phone lines on Call and Response today. And we want to hear your opinions, your views on the topics that matter. But first of all, Tom Tuck, any middle names hiding in between those two T's?
David.
David?
Yeah, it's very boring.
Where's that hiding? Straight after Tom?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, just before Tuck?
Well, it's after the ass.
Is that? Oh, okay, yes. Tom.
Ass. David.
Tom, ass, David, Tuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Four names.
Some people are Tom, David, Ass, Tuck. You've gone for sticking the ass on.
Yeah.
You are, if I might say, looking absolutely splendid. You're very sartorially memorable.
Well, I've got a flowery shirt and velvet shoes. So
for the listeners, Tom
and
is wearing...
And nothing else.
Yes, that's right. Velvet shoes, a flowery shirt, and nothing on,
everything
nothing on the bottom.
Everything else dangling.
Fairly cold, fairly wet, I would imagine.
Thank you.
But a delight to have you. What are you up to in life, Tom? What brings you here?
Oh, just trying not to get evicted. Crying.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of gin.
Uh-huh.
And collectible card games.
Oh, right. Interesting. What card games do you play?
Oh, just Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering? I don't know what this is. Do you know what that is?
Do you know what Warhammer is?
Oh, I know what Warhammer is.
Yeah, and those people look down on us.
Oh, dear Lord. I have been looking down on Tom, but I'm quite tall.
Yeah, there is a substantial height difference. What is it again? Magic?
Magic, colon, the Gathering.
Okay, talk me through this.
Well, in 1994...
here we go.
Richard Garfield invented a game called Magic the Gathering. I didn't play it back then, but if I had... I would be rich now, because all those cards are worth a lot of money. I got into it much later, and consequently, none of my cards are worth anything, but I love them.
I see. Okay, how many do you have?
Thousands.
Thousands. Wow. And you sort of weep over them and drinking gin?
Yes, but I put them in sleeves, so it's all right.
Lovely. Well, that's fantastic. And you're gearing up for an Edinburgh show, I believe, which is a two-man Macbeth.
Two-man Macbeth, yes. Of course, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say two-man good luck.
We are recording in a theatre, so
yes,
that is...
Yes,
good,
well, yeah. I play Lady Scottish Play and many other characters. First Witch, I am.
Yes.
Banquo.
Yes.
I'm him. Fleance, I'm him. Duncan, some of the time. We have to swap the crown.
Yeah.
Is that his surname?
Duncan, swap the crown, yes.
Some of the time, I thought it was, but maybe that's...
Well, he dies very early on, so you don't need to remember his surname.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. What's your best role, Tom? What's your best role?
It's got to be Lady Scottish Play.
Yes, Lady. Do people have to buy a ticket, or are you willing to give a little glimpse of Lady Scottish Play now?
If you would give me Mr. Scottish Play's line...
Yes, of course, yeah. Oh, you don't need to tell me. Good evening.
That's not it.
Okay.
Okay.
What if we fail?
Ah, okay. What if we feel?
We feel. Screw your courage to the sticking place, and we'll not fail. Thank you.
Wow.
You can't see me, but I am curtsying.
Yes, curtsying with no trousers on. Lovely, wonderful.
Yes, almost touching the floor.
Yes, everything is almost touching the floor. Fantastic. Well, it's great to have you, Tom. Are you looking forward to speaking to some listeners today?
Not really. No.
No, well,
but I have agreed to be here. So.
Yes, well, you'll be forced to nonetheless, I'm afraid, because this is a collaborative show where everyone's opinion counts. Even Joel's the line monkey of the show.
Does it?
Yours counts, Joel. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, everyone's got a voice. Everyone's got a voice, and everyone is welcome to chime in. The first topic I think we're going to talk about today, Joel, if we've got any callers lined up, is it's Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare, and more specifically, was he real?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate about the existence of Shakespeare, and I think luckily we do have some callers on the line. So if we could go to line one to kind of come forwards to that. So line one, if you'd like to introduce yourself and just put forward your point, really.
Oh, hello. My name's Mary. To be honest, I've forgotten what my point was, because all I've got in my head is an image of dangly bits hitting the floor as someone curtsies. So I don't know what's real anymore.
Okay. Yeah, no, well, apologies for that. And Tom, do you have anything to say about how your dangly bits sometimes distract people?
Well, that's why they're out.
Oh.
That's why they're out. That's why they're out.
It's working.
Okay. But to just remind you, if you don't mind, about the existence of Shakespeare, do you have something to say on that?
Well, he's clearly dead.
Controversial. Yes. No proof of his living now, is there?
No. Mm-hmm. He wrote some things, so in that sense, he's still here, but he's not.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting to hear from Mary there. I think we've got another caller on line too, haven't we, Joel?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, caller, yeah, just introduce yourself.
Hello there. Hi, this is Arthur. I just wanted to make a quick point about Shakespeare. Of course, we know he's said to have left his second best bed to his wife. And my question is, who has two beds? What's he doing with two beds? Does he have them both in one room? You know, does he hop from bed to bed at night? It doesn't add up for me, so I don't know if he was real.
So are you suggesting that perhaps that's all part of a sort of, you know, conspiracy of...
A bed cult.
A bed cult.
Oh.
Right. Tom, have you ever been part of a bed cult?
I wouldn't have called it that, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
It was an orgy.
It was an orgy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Lasted about 14 years.
14
relationship. It was a relationship.
There we go.
It's easy to get those mixed up.
Who do we think has the first best bed, Arthur?
Sorry. Well, mine's very good. So it's not as old as his was, but it's got over 1,000 springs, and I got it very reasonably priced.
What sort of price?
I don't want to say, because my ex-wife will know how much money I'm spending.
Right.
Right.
So it's a sort of similar issue.
I always think that a bed is only as good as the duvet you put on it. How many togs, Arthur? Tell us your tog.
Well, I live in Spain, so I use a sheet.
Right, well, that's...
No togs.
No togs. Zero togs, I think that is.
No togs on a sheet. Well, thanks, Arthur. Anyone else lined up?
Yeah, I think we've got some more people who are just calling in about beds at this stage.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's fine. Get them on.
Hello, it's Felicity. I'd just like to say that I have a duvet, but it's a duvet that has many togs. So one of them is a 4.5, one of them is a 9, but you can clip them together to make a 13.5.
That's pretty toggy.
It's a John Lewis duvet.
Oh, never knowingly undersold.
No, I find them very good, and if you have any problems, they sort them out immediately.
Yes.
Going there since 1974.
Is there any problems? You mean with things you've bought from John Lewis, or just any problems at all?
Oh, any problems. I had a sofa bed, for example, that broke. I bought it from there. They didn't replace it. A man came round to fix it, and while he was there, we talked about my existential angst, and he fixed that as well. So now I'm sunny at all times, thanks to John Lewis.
Interesting. So... you don't work for John Lewis?
No, I wouldn't work.
Okay, good.
Great, yeah.
Do you want to weigh in on Shakespeare, Felicity?
Well, obviously, there's no way Shakespeare could have written all of those plays because he was a glove maker's son, and they are notorious for not being able to write on account of the gloves. Have you ever tried writing in gloves?
Tom, ever tried writing in gloves?
Yes, I have. It was very difficult. Difficult to get any purchase on the quill.
How did he write all of those plays?
I think he might have dictated them to someone else who wasn't wearing gloves.
Or someone else wrote them. I don't know who. I've never bothered reading the conspiracy theories, but I just know.
Interesting. Just no. That's very interesting. Well, maybe we can get someone with some expertise on the topic further down the line, Joel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have got someone calling in who is a glove quill expert.
Oh, so, well, fantastic.
Yeah, doctor. Sorry, I haven't got.
I'm not a doctor, but my dad was a glove maker, and I just wanted to set one thing straight. You said glove makers can't write. Now I can write. All right, we find a way to do it. It's not easy with the big gloves on, but you get a larger pen, and it works. I've written some good stuff. I've written loads of the words, and I don't like hearing that sort of rumour spread around.
Okay. Well, apologies for that. We don't mean to cause offence on this, but, you know, when we're talking about a hot topic like gloves...
A hot topic like gloves is bound to generate some controversy.
I mean, how about sharing some of that writing? What kind of writing is it?
Poetry, mostly.
Okay.
Does it rhyme, or is it free verse?
I've tried to sell it, but no one's buying it.
Well, this is a great platform, perhaps,
this
for you.
This is a wonderful platform. Do you want to read some of it?
All right, just a sec. I'll pop into the toilet. I'm just at work. Oh, they're big, with five fingers. That smell of leather that always lingers. Pop them in your hand. They're really grand. There's one thing I love. It's a mitten.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Real curveball at the end.
Yeah, but I thought it was beautiful, really. And you wrote that, did you?
I did. I've got to go now. I need years to hang up because I can't press the button with my big glove thumb.
Right, yeah. You know, you can actually get those gloves now which have got like a little bit of conductive material in the fingers so that you can use your smartphone at the same time as using the glove. Were you aware of that?
No, but I'll have a word with my dad.
Okay. All right, well, we'll hang up there.
Just fine. Any thoughts on duvets?
Duvets? Yeah, big gloves for the body, mate.
That's right.
It's undeniable.
Thank you to the good doctor there.
I think he was missing a trick with the rhyme scheme at the end.
Do you?
Yeah.
What would you have finished?
Smitten, mitten.
Yes. Yeah, because of love is a sort of way of there. Wow.
Fantastic. Are there any more calls on the line?
Yes, we've got just one more call on this subject, and it's on mittens, actually.
Great. Well,
and a bit about the what's the difference between a mitten and a glove debate.
My husband and I wanted to say that... There is a difference.
Go on, tell them.
Michael wants me to tell you there's a difference.
Okay.
Tell them what it is, Sue.
The difference is that a mitten doesn't have as many fingers. And they're easier to knit.
Yeah. Well done, Sue.
Okay, well...
Oh, great, interesting.
Tom... First time listener, first time caller.
Okay,
Well, lovely to hear from you both. Well, fantastic. What do you think of that, Tom? More fingers on a glove than on a mitten?
It's definitely true. It's just two fingers on a mitten.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, if we're counting a thumb as a finger.
Oh. Now, have we got any callers on that?
I've just had a thought.
Yeah.
That precludes oven gloves. They have to be oven mittens, really, don't they?
No, that's... That is going to blow this debate
is fewer fingers.
Open.
I'm just wondering if we've got any callers on the topic of whether you can call an oven glove or an oven mitten. Have we got any?
Well, I'd love to carry this debate on, but I think it's time we need to go to a break. But before the break, we need to have our first big talk of the series.
Big That's right. talk, a big, big talk. What? Big talk, a big, big talk. What, what? Big talk, a big, big talk. What? It's a really big talk, talk.
What? So that's big talk.
Quite a long jingle.
Is it? Okay, I'll take that on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a compliment.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Long always what? Means good.
There we go.
Okay. If you were omnipotent, could you create a rock so heavy that you couldn't lift it?
No.
Okay.
Are we throwing that open to the listeners?
I think we kind of have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there any?
You mean rock what? Music.
Oh. I suppose. Yes,
such
I do mean
heavy
that.
Rock music that it cannot lift your soul.
Mm. And if you were, some sort of deity that was all powerful, would you be able to create that music that was
I'd
so
need,
heavy?
I'd need a bassist.
You could have a bassist. You're a
well, then yes, 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 definitely.
Okay. Shall we? We'll throw that out to the line.
Throw that out to the line.
Anyone want to chime
just,
in on?
Just remind them of the question, Joel.
If you were omnipotent, mm-hmm. perhaps, mm-hmm. could you create a rock so heavy that you couldn't lift it?
Okay. Who have we got? Who have we got lined up?
Hi there, lad. It's me from earlier, right? I've just popped back into the toilet. They're going to think I've got too many troubles, but it's worth it. I just wanted to say, what you'd need to lift up the massive rock is just a really good kind of durable glove. So if I was omnipotent, that's what I'd do. I'd create a lot of grip, a really good glove.
What's the biggest glove you've ever made?
There was this bloke who got stung by a bee. So I had to make it a bit bigger over his hand.
Okay.
It was swollen.
What tog was the glove?
Do gloves have togs?
Well, sometimes to fasten.
I assume everything's got a tog. I
mean, everything's got a tog.
I'll ask me dad.
Okay. I think we might have one more call.
Yeah,
on
one more on that.
Yep. On the rock.
I am 7.
Oh. Lovely. Okay. And do you have a name there?
Yes.
Do you have permission from the bill payer? Lovely. I'll tell you what, I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, take that as a yes.
Do you think that you could create, if you were omnipotent, you know, like powerful, could do anything, create a rock so heavy that even you couldn't lift it?
No, because then you wouldn't be omnipotent, would you?
Mm.
You would be not omnipotent, because if you make it, you have to lift it.
Mm.
And that is potent.
Yeah, once you have made something, that is, you know,
you've
got to
lift it. That is a question you can't answer.
Is it? Do you think so?
Genuinely, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the most sensible thing we've heard on the show so far from the 7-year-old there. Wonderful. I'm just thinking about Tom. Have you ever created anything so powerful you couldn't lift it, whether physical or metaphorical?
Well, I once woke up with a sandwich under my pillow, and I couldn't bring myself to touch it.
There we go. That's exactly what we wanted to hear. What's the next segment?
I've got something called Huge Talk.
Huge Talk. Huge Talk. It's bigger than Big Talk.
Say what?
Huge Talk. Huge Talk. It's bigger than Big Talk.
No way!
It's massive. Oh my God. Big.
Too big. So
really long.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great.
That's great, yeah.
It's bigger than Big Talk. It's Huge Talk.
Yeah.
And so, what's the biggest boat you've ever seen, Tom?
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, but was it big?
Yeah, it was really big.
Cool.
Do they call them crates?
Mm.
On it, yeah. Big crates
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get them on a small boat.
No, you couldn't, could you? Shall we throw that over to the callers?
I think
I got line one. Biggest boat you've ever seen?
I saw a really long barge near Taunton.
Lovely. And lovely. The biggest boat you've ever seen, line two?
I saw a boat that was so large it was a ship.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, great. And line three?
I saw an aircraft carrier. I was on it, and we bombed a small island.
That sounds like a war crime. And line four?
A catamaran.
Lovely, lovely. And good to have our international listeners. Line five?
Hello?
Yep. Biggest?
Darling?
No.
Biggest boat, come on.
Sue?
No, come on, you can do it. Biggest boat.
Who is this? Who are you with?
Well, it's call and response. Biggest boat, please.
Biggest boat.
I think I've got the wrong number.
Okay, but what is the biggest boat you've ever seen?
Sorry?
Biggest boat.
I feel under pressure. I can't remember it at this point in time.
Well, just think of any boat you've seen.
I'm under a lot of emotional strain.
What togs your duvet?
Sorry, the car's just ploughed into a tree.
Was Shakespeare real?
It's which question am I?
Well, the biggest boat. Let's go with that one first.
Is this the afterlife?
Biggest boat.
What about rocks?
Well, my dad gave me a little remote control boat.
Can't be. That's the biggest boat you've ever seen. Think, man.
It looked ever so big at the time.
Well, to you, yeah. But think about it in relation to the boats you've seen since.
I could hardly lift it.
So that's Huge Talk.
Good. Well, that's another fantastic section there. And that brings us to the break. We're going to take a short break now. Thanks for all the calls so far. And we look forward to hearing many more after the break, where we'll be joined again by Tom Tuck.
Oh, God, yes.
Still just woken up. And Joel Austin Parrott Gatehouse will be taking more of your calls. We'll see you soon. Welcome back to Call and Response, the show where we speak to the general public about hot topics of the day. We want to hear what you've got to say. I'm here with Joel Gatehouse.
Oh, hello.
Hello. And Tom Tuck.
Oh, God, yes.
Woken up again. How are you, Tom?
Yes, well, very sleepy.
Very sleepy indeed. But,
very sleepy. I've only had four coffees today.
Jesus. But up to 25 and you're perfectly fine,
exactly.
Says science. You trying to get to 25 today?
I do most days.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. But maybe let's talk a bit more about your glorious shoes, but, for the benefit of the listener. Can you describe your fantastic shoes today?
They're probably the most strokeable shoes that ever did get made.
Fantastic. Is that the... On the slogan is the dot 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 and the pause in
there. Oh yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You've got to have that rhythm or
yeah. Jazz
yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah. They're red velvet.
Red velvet. What size are you?
42.
42.
European.
Fantastic.
Sorry.
Yeah, Joel. What size is Tom?
42.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Correct.
I was listening.
Wonderful. Well, we're gonna get a few more calls and a few more hot topics, aren't we, Joel?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what the first one is, Tom?
Is it coincidences?
It's a coincidence.
That's weird.
Because it's not. No. The first thing we're talking about is exercise. What kind of exercise do you do, Tom?
Running for a bus, occasionally.
Running a bus?
Running away from buses.
Yeah.
Buses can be scary.
Terrifying.
Mm. They're big.
Have you seen the W7? Ooh. Mm. Large bus.
Mm.
And quite long as well, which is usually a good thing.
Good thing, very
sometimes
good thing. Very good thing.
Yeah, I've intimidating. Heard that. Do you think long can be intimidating?
I've heard.
Okay, I'm going to think about that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of exercise do you do, Joel?
Run.
So you're both running around, getting chased by buses.
Not buses, for me.
Right.
It's more taxis.
Okay.
Because you just don't know which way they're going to go. Buses have got a route, haven't they?
Apparently.
And taxis,
sometimes they're on diversion. That's when they're most terrifying.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. But it's like taxis. Imagine, right, a bus that's always on diversion.
Jesus, that's interesting. Well, there's
someone, got to call
someone. Someone's calling in there on the topic of exercise. They've used the. I think they've used a different phone in the studio. Somehow they've got that number. But we still want to hear what they've got to say. Yeah. In fact, I want to hear what they've got to say because they managed to find the different number.
Well,
so
the question that we were putting out there was, how do you exercise? So
what's the best form of exercise?
What's the best?
Yeah.
Really. So we'll go. Sorry to keep you waiting there. Who's that on the line?
Hi, there. This is Thomas. I just wanted to call in about exercise. Well, me and my wife made a pact, obviously, when we got married. And part of the deal, you know, you split your money between the two of you. And we do the same with exercise. So she does it all.
Right. Okay, interesting.
And what's your... because, like, you split the money, some person does, you know, pull all of that. What do you do in response to that?
Right, I pay the water bill every month. So I'll pay that. It's about, you know, maybe £150. She goes jogging 2 or 3 times a week, goes to the gym, stuff like that.
So. Mm. How's that working out for you?
It's pretty good. I obviously I've got a wee bit less to spend every month because of the water bill.
How much less?
Yeah, £150,
£160. Do you request any specific exercises for her to do?
Preferably ones that use less water. So I'll say don't shower afterwards, for instance. So she's a lot sweatier than she was before.
Okay.
And if she's drinking water because of the exercise, I'll encourage her to find that on the way, maybe a spring or a stream.
Okay. Well, fascinating as always. Anyone else on the line about the best form of exercise?
Yeah, that was a really good response to the best form of exercise, but I'm not sure what I learned from it.
Yeah,
so I'm
but
hoping...
you're saying that like they're mutually exclusive. I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got on line two. Yep, just say who you are, where you're from.
Oh, hello, it's Sally.
Where are you from?
Somewhere north.
Oh, great.
Interesting.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yes.
It's nice up here, isn't it?
It is.
Thanks. So, I found out that the best form of exercise is instead of doing, you know, like an hour of one thing, just do 7 minutes of intense exercise. You can get an app for it on your iPhone or your Android that work on both. So I got that and I started doing it, and it's like, do 1 minute of the plank and 1 minute of running really fast and 1 minute, you know, I don't know, hula hoop or something. So I started doing it, but some of it's quite high impact, and I live in a flat, and it's a Victorian conversion.
That's lovely.
So the flooring is quite... I'm going to say bouncy, which is great for me, but my downstairs neighbours have complained about it.
So it's, I mean, often it is about the price we pay to keep fit. And
yeah, I'm not paying.
Are you not?
Well, I'm not going to pay because I got the free app.
The app was
free. I'm not paying like $2.99 for an app. Mm. And I'm not going to pay for like the reinforcements needed on the ceiling, up my floor, their ceiling. So now I just, I'll watch the app.
So Tom, what do you think, do you have any advice? I think.
Well, yes, who's the freeholder?
Oh, right, yeah, no, so it's not me, and it's not her downstairs.
Well then.
Because we're leasehold, so someone's freehold. But it's not.
And they'll be responsible for reinforcing the floor.
All right, so I could phone them.
I would just bounce up and down as much as you can.
Yeah, bounce away.
Oh, okay, and just like ignore that there's chunks of ceiling coming off a ceiling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's not coming off my floor.
No. Tom, would you bounce until you fell through?
I'd bounce until no bouncing could be done.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Well, good to talk to you, Sally.
That one had some real results. I'm happy with that call.
Yeah, you're happy with that one. You rated that 10 out of 10. Great.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get 10 out of 10 for the next one.
Here we go, line three.
Hi there. I'm calling from somewhere up north. To say, I'm the freeholder of the property, as discussed in the previous call.
Thanks for calling in.
At this moment, there is a letter in the post, a legal letter, to you, because you're encouraging people
How have you got my address?
I'm part of the card club.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, hang on, just to double check. How are you sending it to Tom Tuck?
I'm sending it to him, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay, I think we can...
It's an absolute disgrace, encouraging people to ruin my property.
Yeah, it sounds like it, actually. So someone's just going around saying you can do whatever you like.
Yeah, you are. I heard you saying
it. Well, no, I don't think I said that.
I don't know whose voice is whose.
Do you not?
As in, I can't see you right now, but your voices were encouraging that last caller to ruin my property.
Now I am slightly worried.
Tom, what do you think?
I don't think I should speak again.
Could you please speak a little bit more and more distinctively you? Just really...
And more encouraging.
Ja, wohl!
No, damn it, Tom. No, that is...
God damn.
He's pretending to be German.
He's taken refuge. Hopefully the letter will go there.
Yeah. Just pop... Pop it. Have you got Tom's address? You have got his address because he's actually recently changed his address.
Yeah.
18 German Strasse
Platz.
Hang on, let me get that down.
Frankfurt 11.
Frankfurt 11.
That's it?
Right, well, I'm sending it there then. But, you know, it's just take a good long look at yourselves in the mirror is all I'd say.
And we will because, I mean, we found that for recording studios in a theatre, it's best to have mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
In all directions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't be here with my trousers off if the entire room wasn't mirrored.
No.
Do you think you can ever have too many mirrors?
Yes.
Oh, we've actually got some calls on that.
Anyone,
we've got some calls, but we're ready to take more. But on line one, I think we've got someone who wants to talk about if there are such a thing as too many mirrors.
Oh, me and my husband again.
Second time. I think you're still first time listeners.
First time listeners.
No, we turned it off in between.
We did. We turned it off and turned it back on again.
Now that's a philosophical problem. Mm. You know, if this my is, grandfather's axe.
We're not in big talk. Shall I play the jingle?
What about your grandfather's axe?
Well, is it still his?
Well, I don't know. Does he?
Is it still the same axe?
Is it a writ? Is there a writ?
I replaced the blade and then I replaced the handle.
Well, then, but is your grandfather still holding it?
No, he gave it to me.
Have you got the axe in the studio? My husband is asking.
It's a metaphor.
Oh, well, that's not going to cut any wood.
Good. Well, we wanted to speak to you both because you've got something to say about whether you can ever have too many mirrors.
Oh, that was what we were calling in about.
Tell him.
Well, yeah. We have too many mirrors. Well, I think we've got enough, and my husband...
We've got one too many.
He wants to get rid of one.
Which one?
The one above the bed.
That can be...
That's quite dangerous.
...a point of discussion. Oh, the danger of it.
Yeah, it could fall and smash in the head.
Oh, is that the concern? Is that the concern about it falling and maybe...
Tell him so.
Yeah, my husband says he doesn't sleep well, worrying... We didn't put it up there. It was in the house when we moved in.
I don't know sometimes whether I'm on the bed or on the ceiling.
And it's held up with no nails. Not no nails. There aren't any nails, but there's, you know, the glue.
No more nails.
No.
Yeah, well...
Could you just not make sure your room's really steamy all the time? And that way it'd just fog up the mirror.
Would that then make the no nails more less sticky, and then your worry would
happen?
Who's
the freeholder?
Have we got the freeholder on the line, John?
I think we might. Yes, you just called in the freeholder of that property.
Right, hello. I'm calling from somewhere up north.
Okay.
I don't have that many properties, but somehow you are managing to find every one of my properties and encourage the leaseholders to damage them. Yep, what's going on? Have you got a vendetta?
We were just encouraging them to steam up the mirror.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Tom.
Hola. Lo más importante es encontrar el cuchillo. Si encontramos el cuchillo, sabremos quién ha sido.
Yeah,
I said something
question?
About a knife.
Okay.
I think I've called the wrong number, but if anyone mentions my properties again, the shit's going to hit the fan.
Okay, right. On board, taking that on board. So wonderful. I think that has solved the problem. Steam, so maybe get a steam cleaner, leave it running all night, and that'll sort the problem out in terms of thinking that you're stuck to the ceiling yourself.
Yeah. That's probably done it.
Has that done it?
Another 10 out of 10, a resolved call there, I think.
Oh, thank God.
And we're just going to move on, finally, to our... very, very last topic of the day, which is meat. Should we eat none of it, some of it, or all of it?
Mm.
And we're going to get some callers on that topic right now, I think. Have we got anyone waiting, John?
Yeah, I think we've got just a few. Line four.
All of it.
Right, great. Line good. Two.
What, even swans?
She's gone, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Line one.
Just the long bit.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Line one,
but don't the long bits get gristly?
Oh, they've gone. Line six.
Only if it likes it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That seems very consensual.
Interesting. Yeah. Line eight.
Only if it's alive at the time.
Interesting, okay.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And let's finally go to line 12.
None of it meters murder.
Very wise. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you, Morrissey.
In. Morrissey. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Morrissey. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Well, I think that leaves us with only one section of the show left. And what's that, Joel?
It's Pop Quandary.
Pop Quandary. Quandary. It's questions from music.
So many questions from music.
Pop Quandary.
Yep, that's right. It's
so
Pop Quandary.
Long.
So long, isn't
so
it?
So long.
Thank you.
Very long.
Cheers. Or is it intimidatingly long? Is that what you're saying?
If it were a bus, I might have turned on my heels.
Well, thank God it's not a bus. It's a jingle. So the questions, as it says in the jingle, which is a very informative jingle, tells you everything you need to know. It's questions from music. So I've got a question here from Mr. T.H.E. Smiths. The Smiths, sorry. Mm-hmm. How soon is now and do I have time to pop to the loo?
Interesting.
Tom.
It's now.
Okay.
And no.
So no. Great. Okay. Right, I've got another one. This one's from Jimmy Ruffin. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Asking for a friend.
We got any calls on that?
Oh yeah, I think we've got some calls on that. Yes, line one. What becomes of the groan of the brokenhearted?
Hi there. Hey. Am I live on the radio?
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. Right. So answer the question. They get very sad, but then after a while, eating a lot of ice cream, watching a lot of TV, you get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Lovely.
Do you think there can be too many mirrors?
There can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to go to any other calls?
I think we bloody do.
Okay, yeah. So anyone else think about what becomes of the brokenhearted? I'm really hoping it's not. It's good just for a friend.
Right. Yeah.
I think what happens to us is them is that it's totally fine until you see the person with the new person they're with, and you think you're all right, but then you get home and your makeup is no longer on your eyes but on your chin.
Rachel, please don't. I've said.
Why did you leave me?
Okay. Look, I think I've got another question. Maybe we could move to another question.
Please do. Please do.
Here we've got from the Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? And if so, how do you do it?
Yes. Yeah. And shards of broken mirror.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Shall we throw that one out?
Throw that open. Yeah.
So let's on line three.
Yes. Yes, I do want to hurt you.
Sorry. Can you put a new desk? Yeah, don't down, know how down. To. Line one.
Right. I'm telling you, if you say any more about my property, I definitely will hurt you, and I'm considering that an open invitation to do so.
Okay, and how?
Sorry?
How do you hurt me?
Oh, maybe punching, kicking, traditional.
Mm. Thanks.
Okay, great. And maybe one more, John?
One more? Okay. This one's from the pet shop. Boys, wouldn't it be nice if we were older, because then we wouldn't have to wait so long to see the next Star Wars movie come out?
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. It would be nice if we were older, because then we'd be that much closer to your free bus pass.
Yes. Yeah. Any downsides to that?
Terrifying buses.
Oh. That's true. Long, yes. Long, terrifying buses.
Yeah. And,
at least they got rid of the bendy bastards. Mm.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the buses.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, it's a couple of calls on that. What remind the callers what the question is, John?
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, mm-hmm. because then we wouldn't have to wait so long for the next Star Wars movie to come out.
Great.
That's just my little sort of posit there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, line eight.
Oh, my husband wants to call it. We are older and we don't care about Star Wars, but we have been waiting for a long time.
For what?
Life? To do something.
First time listener, third time caller.
Well, yeah, we turned it off again. We don't have much battery.
There's an axe.
What?
Where's the axe?
The show is still one show.
Are we waiting for the axe? Is that what we're waiting
for? How we get the
yes, I'm
now?
Sending you an axe.
Oh, sending an axe?
Oh, he doesn't know an address, so...
Put some clothes on.
Okay.
Have you sorted your mirror problem yet?
No.
We're waiting for the axe.
Okay.
How many fingers on a glove?
Two on a mitten.
Four and a thumb on a glove.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, I think we've answered so many questions there today that I think we can probably say thank you to all the callers who've contributed there.
Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the listeners, whether they're first time, second time, or third time. And we hope all of their... largely mirror-based issues are resolved in due course. Thank you to Tom Tuck for
thanks for having me,
being our special guest. Tom, you're in Brexit, the play, which is at
yes,
the King's.
It's important that you do point out it's a play.
Yes,
rather than just part of the negotiating team.
Indeed, and which is from 11th of June to the 6th of July at the King's Head Theatre. And you play whom?
The Right Honourable Simon Cavendish, MP.
Oh, fantastic.
He's an absolutely awful member of the Tory party.
Fantastic. Do you plan on wearing trousers for the show?
The director has insisted, yes.
Okay, it's a shame. It's a shame. Well, good luck in that. And what else have you got on at the Mo?
Rehearsing a two-man Macbeth for Edinburgh.
Indeed.
My DVD's out.
Oh, fantastic. What's that?
Tom Tuck goes straight to DVD.
Wonderful. And the two-man Macbeth.
The two-tuck Macbeth.
The two-tuck Macbeth.
That's you with a mirror, isn't it?
Yes.
Is with Tim Fitzhyam.
Sir Timothy Fitzhyam.
And when and where is it on in Edinburgh?
7 o'clock beneath a coffee shop.
Great. Well, if you can find it, find that show. Find that show. See it. Two-tuck Macbeth, and enjoy. And thanks so much to Tom and all the listeners. Thank you to Joel, the line monkey, for
Are we settled on Line Monkey?
Line Monkey.
Fair enough.
Yeah. For managing the calls. And thank you for listening.
It could be Plug Goblin.
What do you think of that, Joel?
It's somehow worse.
Plug Goblin. It's got a nice... It's...
Wire Wizard.
Now, hang on. Now we're getting back into Magic the Gathering. And I'm gathering momentum for feeling like that could be it. Wire Wizard.
There we go. Well, there we go. Next
we
show.
We are using quite a lot of wireless technology, though, as we're doing it.
Wireless Wizard?
Yeah, it could be wireless.
Bluetooth Warlock.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Bluetooth Warlord it is. Bluetooth Warlord, myself, and Tom Tuck, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for listening and for calling in. That was Call and Response. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Call and Response is an improvised call-in radio show hosted by Ralph Jones and Joel Gatehouse and produced by Dale Shaw. Special guest was Tom Tuck, and you were listening to callers Ruth Bratt and Daniel Niels Roberts. Daniel is in Ostentatious, the improvised Jane Austen novel, which is in the West End currently, and he's doing his show History of the World in 1 hour, which is going up to the Edinburgh Fringe this summer. Ruth is in Showstopper, the improvised musical, currently touring and in the West End, and going up to Edinburgh in the summer. If you enjoyed the show, please listen to the improvised murder mystery podcast, Criminal Casebook, which Ralph and Joel also host. Thank you for listening.